In Fargo, North Dakota, they're fighting water with water. The Red River, which runs right by Fargo, crested over the weekend to almost 40 feet. That's the fourth highest flood on record. Millions of sandbags have been deployed, but there is a new line of defense being used. It is the Aqua Dam. The Aqua Dam is a large water-filled tube that can encircle and protect your house. David Doolidge is the inventor of the Aqua Dam and joins us now from Fargo to tell us how it works. And first, Mr. Doolidge, can you tell us what it's like in Fargo right now?
Well, today it's just a beautiful blue sky out, and it's warm. It's 55 degrees and very nice.
And how many Aqua Dams are there in Fargo?
We have about 50 customers in the Red River Valley, and they're not all in Fargo and Moorhead. They're mostly on the outskirts of the cities.
And they have, in effect, created a protective wall, a big tube that surrounds the area they're trying to protect. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So instead of using bags of sand, we're using one large, long tube of water to surround a house.
One large tube of water. I mean, thinking about all of the changes in terrain and how you could stick a sandbag in an odd shape and mold it to the area you're trying to protect, can a big tube do that just as well?
Well, it actually does it much better. It sits on the ground. It can be bent, or it could be made in a circle to surround a person's house.
How high is it?
Well, we make aqua dams from 1 foot high to 16 foot high. Here in the Fargo area, they're basically 3 foot high aqua dams.
3 foot. And how much do they spend typically for a 3 foot high aqua dam?
$7,000.
$7,000.
That you can drain the water, roll it up, and store it for the next year or for 10 years.
Now, what is it that keeps the aqua dam in place so that if the water were to crest and come up to it, it would actually serve as a wall, as a little flood wall?
Well, actually, a large flood wall or a little flood wall, depending on what size aqua dam. And the reason the aqua dam works, because inside the aqua dam, there's two tubes. Each one's filled with water. And so one tube of water can't roll away from the other tube of water because it's encompassed in a third tube. So they're locked in place. And that'll actually sit on a hillside.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, we came up with it with balloons full of water.
Yeah, water balloons.
Water balloons. And you can throw a water balloon that has two columns of water in it a lot further than you can throw just a traditional water balloon. You can throw it much further.
Saying if you sort of had balloons inside the water balloon, which were filled up independently.
And they can't roll. You could actually stack them and without them pushing away from each other. And so that's where the first water-filled basically cofferdam or structure came from, is trying to throw water balloons further in a kid's fight.
So as a kid, you took your water balloon fights very seriously.
Well, I was actually a grown-up at that
time. Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
But I was acting as a kid.
Well, Mr. Doolidge, thank you very much for talking with us about
this, sir.
Describing your invention and your business to us.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That's David Doolidge, the inventor of the Aqua Dam. He joined us from Fargo, North Dakota.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.